I see an umbrella over the two of you, and the Lord wants you to know that you are covered, you are protected, you are under His wings, you're under the shelter of His wings. He knows where you're at, He knows where you are, and He wants you to know and be assured and comforted that He has your back.
Okay, the Lord says that you're forever chosen. You're beloved, and that you will always remain chosen, that you are completely secure in His love, and He's always going to remain faithful to you. And He thinks that you, Lynn, are super fun.
Hi. The Lord showed me a picture that you guys are able to digest the meat of the Word, and that you have a completeness. When you study the Word, He gives you a completeness in it, and to expect that caliber coming up again, a new depth in knowing Him. But there's a purpose in it. There's a creative work coming for you that you'll be very creative, and it will tie right back to what you are studying together in the Word. So be sure that happens, because when it's done, you are going to be able to feed people the Word of God. The strength of the meat of God is going to be accessible to others because of what you do together. And you are going to make, Lynn, you're going to make it beautiful through your creative work that you're going to be doing. It's going to be more accessible to people. So it may seem like one's carrying the heavy weight and you're doing the fun stuff, but it's not true. This is going to be something that links together so that what God deposits in you is digestible and accessible by others. So be encouraged.
I think this applies to you, Rick, but probably both of you. I saw you wiggling and squirming. It's not an outward thing. It's something inside. And God wants you to be still and know that He is God.
Well done, well done, well done. In your household, in your children, in the relationships in your neighborhood, in the work you do for the Lord, He says, well done.
Okay, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I got either scot-free or scot-trade, and I don't know what that means. And also, bebop and Lolo. So, the bebop may have something to do with the music. Bebop, bebop, boobop, baby. Bebop. So, I'm putting those out there because it might be something that you'll have to look up and see if God speaks to you through that. Bebop, Lolo, and either scot-free or scot-trade.
The Lord showed me that there's a call for a deeper intimacy and relationship with Him for the two of you. And the reason for that is because He wants you to, not just to be, you already have relationship with Him, but He's calling you to deeper relationship and really to really analyze it and really understand every step along the way, because I believe He's saying that He wants to use the two of you to bring people up alongside of you and to be able to kind of model that for other people. Even common thing that churches do is like an encounter retreat, where there's retreats where people will go away together and they'll go through different steps of really encountering the Lord. And I believe the Lord's saying that you could run something like that. You could actually run a retreat where you bring people in and systematically you just bring them through the steps of really going into encounter with Him. He also said that there's a new level of self-acceptance for the two of you. Lynn, there's just an acceptance of just the feminine within you, that it's a part of the image of God. He created male and female in His image, so there's a specific representation of God through the feminine within you, and He really wants to lead you into a deeper acceptance and understanding of that, because He designed you very intelligently, very specifically the way that you are, and He just wants to affirm you in that. He's also saying to you that there's a degree of feeling like there's something missing because there's an analytical side to you, an understanding how things work, and the Lord just wants to tell you that that's not a flaw. You know, there's the free spirits out there that just, you know, fa la la la, just run around and everything's fine, everything's good. But and sometimes you look at those types and you just kind of wish I was more of a free spirit, or I wish I wasn't quite so analytical, if I could just disengage my mind. But it's great to be able to disengage our mind sometimes. But the Lord's saying that for you specifically, there's an analytical, there's a factualness to to the gospel. There's a legal exchange that takes place. It's not all feelings. It's a fact. And so he created you the way that you're created, and he wants to really affirm you that there is an element of the gospel that is simply a fact and is beyond feeling. And that he's created your mind specifically to be analytical and not to despise the fact that you can't be one of those free spirits out there that just goes with the wind and whatever, everything's fine, everything's okay, because there's a specific path that he has for you that those types of people can't get there and also can't minister to those that think that way.
I think that there is a great balance between the two of you that the Lord really wants to put to work to use in ministry, if he hasn't already. I think there is a teaching gift, and I think that the balance is going to be, you know, there's people that need a lot of truth and a lot of love in their life, and I think that there's an ability in you to just nurture people. If it's not already there, it's going to be. I think it's going to come more powerfully with some of the things that Joel is just saying, with the Lord revealing in you the feminine. I think that there's just going to be this birthing of just an ability to nurture more than you have before, people who are in the flock and just need to be mentored more. And truth comes out in teaching, and I just think that the Lord's really gifted you, and he's going to really begin to use that more.
This reminds me of words that you've gotten in the past about ministry. I would encourage you to go back and read those. Feeling that the Lord is saying something about one of your children, and he's saying not to worry. Scripture that is coming to me: to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And the Lord is working in the life of this child to do what he wills and designs for this child. He's, as Philippians 2:13 says, he is working to both will and to do for his, God's, pleasure. So to not be overwhelmed or overcome by what you see, but to know God knows and he's working in it.
I'm glad I know you. Usually I wish I didn't know people, but no, it's easier to prophesy when you don't know people. Some people understand. Some people choose to misunderstand that. But I'm glad I know you, because first thing I want to say is that in the spirit, you really look different. The first vision I had was of an Etch-a-Sketch that was turned upside down and shaken, then turned right back up. God's going to draw new plans and new designs. You're coming in, you're in the middle of transition, and God's reestablishing a different job description. That means specifically he sees you differently. It means people are going to see you differently. Just by the Spirit, God's going to change the way people look at you and the way people think about you. I see over the two of you, first, a call as a couple. I see God giving you responsibility for the lives of people. Brother, I see a shepherding staff in your hand to take care of people. I see a shepherding staff. I see the doorway, like you're standing in the door of your home, and a shepherding staff across the top of the door. What do you call that? The lintel post? And the people are going to come into your home and be ministered to and shepherded and taken care of and taught and built up and rebuked and things pulled out and things put in and the whole gamut of things. I see the two of you putting laurel wreaths on people's heads, that you're going to help people succeed and win their race. That there's just a real, it's different. There's a change in status underway right now. Down the road, you'll see it happen with, the way things happen is God changes who we are and what our status is or what our workstation is. And down the road, people start recognizing a different echo, just a difference. First, they'll still call you the old thing, but pretty soon they're going to be recognizing just something different. And they're going to go like, well, you're so-and-so. And that's the way things happen. So nothing's instantaneous on people's parts. All we do is try to recognize what the echo of the Spirit is coming from people. And so everything starts with the Holy Spirit working in me or you. So there's a difference. I see it prophetically right now. When I looked up and saw you, went, gee, I see God taking the two of you and pushing you forward. So I believe there's going to be a difference in visibility. I don't know. It's just so many different ways that works out. But when things happen, somebody's going to go, how do we deal with that? And your name's going to come to mind. It's just in the Spirit, he's pushing you forward. Expect a different kind of recruitment, involvement. Another way to put it was he's going to move you up from the bottom of the table to the top of the table. And those are things you can't ask for, because you never ask to be sit at the head of the table. But you're just going to be pushed into things. I see on you, dear, a power of the Holy Spirit on you. And I see a whip in your hand. There's an authority concerning the demonic realm, speaking to the demonic realm and casting things out, not letting things remain. And God says, give in to the whole. There's holy anger, times that rises up in you when you see people in trouble or Satan doing something. God says, let the Holy Spirit guide the anger in your heart. And I'm being careful. I don't want people to go out and say, Michael said, be angry. But there's a place when we go, how dare Satan do this? Like David saying about the Philistines, how dare you speak of the army of Israel that way? And he went after the giant. God's going to put giants in your path. And he says he's giving you the cord of the Spirit, the whip or lash of the Spirit. He says, go after the enemy. Go after Goliath. So you're going to be presented. You're going to face some Goliath soon. This is a warning. Don't be afraid. Don't get in any. Follow David's example. Don't get in somebody else's armor. Don't try to imitate me or anybody else. You need mobility. There's something about you that can cut through things. You cut through things. Cut fluff out of the way or legalism out of the way. But you have a way to go directly to a point. And give into that. Run it. Let that dog out and let it run. Let it hunt some. The thing that people used to criticize, or maybe you criticized in yourself, maybe being too blunt or too, I don't know, but give into it now. Let that dog out. It's time to let the dog out. Let it hunt. You understand that expression? Okay. Let the horse out of the barn, let it run, or whatever. Also that there's a new gift of discerning of spirits that God's giving you right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I saw your, in the spirit, I saw your nostrils just go, just widen. Like all of a sudden you're going to be able to smell demonic activity. Of course, in the spirit smell. Don't go look around and say, oh, dude, it doesn't smell any different. Walking up to people on Sunday, in the spirit, there's a discernment of spirits and demonic activity God's given you right now. In fact, Aaron, if you just put your hand right over there and touch her right there, just gave that to you. God's going to quickly put that to the test where no one sees it but you. And you're going to have to trust the gift and say something. But he's going to set it up so no one sees it but you. You can't look around the room, take a vote. You've got to trust the gift. But it's going to be just like you snapped a ammonia capsule under your, gonna be like that. You're going to go, oh my God. You're going to look around and no one else is going to be reacting. So it'll be clear, but nobody, but everybody else dumb. But it's God's dumb. He's just going to block their noses or their eyes because he's going to put a gift on you and make you trust it. Okay? But listen, over the two of you, I see a real anointing or power to pray forward into generations, to pray for children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. It's a ministry. So there's something about ministering to parents about faith for other generations. And he's putting that on you. And this thing about doing seminars and stuff, that's real. I'm telling you, God's pushing you out. And you're going to be able to gather people and things. And so this thing about future generations or future grace over generations to come is a book by John Piper called Future Grace. I want to read it. And that's what I've got.
I have something I think that fits with what Michael was saying about authority over the enemy for you, Lynn. I had a clear vision of you walking up to a stove that was not turned on and reaching out very tentatively towards the stove. And I heard a voice saying, be careful. It'll burn. And the Lord said, it's not the devil that makes you tentative. You're not afraid of the devil. And you know from the inside of your being that you have authority over him and that he has no rights. You're well taught and you're well grounded in faith concerning the devil and your authority over him. The place that's giving you pause is that someone has spoken over you and experience has confirmed it. The lie that if you reach out and touch the lives of other people, you'll get burned. And so the Lord says to tell you that it's okay if you're tentative, just do it. That yes, a stove, and the stove is like unto people, the stove is sometimes hot, but he'll give you discernment about that. So it's okay if you're tentative, just do it. And when you do that, you're going to run into these things, Michael, was talking about. You're going to run into the enemy and his work in people's lives. And in that place, you can't be tentative. But that's not the thing that holds you back, because you really do know where you stand with the enemy. And you really do have faith for people to be restored and healed and all that. So you really do. You've got a strong gift of faith that operates in you. But there's been lies. So I want to come against and break the power of the curse that's been spoken over your life, that if you reach out and touch other people, you're going to get burned. I even come against the lies planted by experience, and I say they are lying spirits that have joined themselves to those hurts and made them a principle in your life that says if you reach out, if you get too close, if you let people get too close, if you get too intimate with other people, they're going to be offended and they're going to reject you and you're going to be burned. I come against those lies and I say they are null and void and no more effect over Lynn's life from this day forward in the name of Jesus. But the Lord says, even if the habit of tentativeness comes at you, when you get a discernment, the Lord gives you a burden for somebody. And I see open doors outside of the church. When you're out in the community, God will touch your heart for somebody's life, and you don't even know exactly why. But if you say, God, open the door for me to minister into that. If this is you, you open the door. And then be ready, because God will. And when he does, you walk right in. Even if you feel tentative, even if you feel afraid, out of habit, that's okay. Don't get caught up on that. It doesn't matter. Just do it. Even if you feel afraid, even if you feel tentative, just do it. And you'll find that once you step out and touch, you'll find out, boom, you'll see, it doesn't burn. It doesn't burn. They're so needy. They'll receive me. And there's a whole, I just see a whole big, rich deposit of pure gold in you. You've just got lots and lots of mercy that's the heart of God for people that are hurting. And God's going to dig out that gold. I mean, I don't mean like he's got to take a pickaxe, but I mean, he's just going to let you reach into people's lives and put that deposit in their lives. You're going to see people healed and delivered, and I just keep seeing really, really fruitful times, really fruitful times ahead.
I just hear the Lord telling me to announce to you, free Wi-Fi! Free Wi-Fi! And I see it in a coffee shop. So free Wi-Fi in a coffee shop. That's what I feel like the Lord is showing me for you. Now I'm going to attempt to interpret it, but really what you probably should do is ask the Lord when we're done what this means, because I could be wrong on this part. But I do think it has to do with God announcing to you that you two have really good access to, through the Holy Spirit, to the supernatural realm. And just like having free Wi-Fi, it's free for you, and it's a really great connection. And something about this coffee shop, it's warm, it's beautiful, but it doesn't have any people in it yet. It's possible that there could be a literal coffee shop where that would be God providing that space for you to do ministry, or maybe it could be representative. But he's definitely announcing free Wi-Fi for you.
I got the word bread at the beginning, and I don't know what that means. You're not a bread baker by any chance, are you? Okay. Well, Gloria and I were talking about it last night, but this doesn't have anything to do with baking bread necessarily, unless you were a bread baker. But I had the sense of hominess in you. Your home is a safe haven for people to come to. And I just see almost a picture of the 1960s when I was the girl that's dating me, I know, of the kitchen sink and my mom there, and you making your home so comfortable and so warm that it is a place for women to come, and I see them coming to you and you sitting down with them at the kitchen table and sharing a cup of coffee or whatever you want to drink, and you have your Bible open and you are talking to these women, and it's a one-on-one thing. And you have the words of life, the bread and the words of life. And it is so comfortable that it is going to not be a hard transition for you, and people are going to be drawn to your home and the comfort and the warmth that's there, that's in you, and you're going to minister to women. And these things that other people have been seeing, that is, it's going to start in your home. I think.
I do want to point out, just in case you haven't noticed, hospitality's been mentioned quite a bit, and you know, not to just be repetitive, but Caitlin and I both have been hearing hospitality from the Lord for both of you. But I just want to take a second just to bless you as a man of God. And the Lord's just showing me that you are a man of God who has authority. You're a strong man of God. He wants to just really release you, that if there is a serpent, he's going to see it and he's going to step on it. And you are safe. You're released to minister, because he's going to get you. He's going to catch you. He's going to be there as a covering for you, because this is a strong man and you know that. But I just want to speak that out and just declare it over you, that when there's a serpent, you're going to see it. God's not going to have to show it to you. He's not going to have to step on it. You're going to see that serpent and you're going to step on its head.
I heard the rabbit has died. And there is something that the Lord is going to birth between the two of you. There's something he's incubating within both of you. And there's going to be a time when this birth is going to happen, and there's going to be a multiple blessing coming forth from this. I don't know what it is. I see multiple people being ministered to, which has been spoken already, multiple people that you're going to influence. But apart from that, there's just, I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what it is, but I know there's something he's birthing through you that's going to have a major impact and touch many.
This is for you. I'm not really sure how it fits, but when we first started praying, the thing that I heard the Lord say is to tell you that you're not forgotten. I got the sense that there were some things that he had promised you, and that he wanted you to know that they were not forgotten, and that he hasn't forgotten them. The other piece that was to it was that there, I also had this sense that it had something to do also with a relationship, and it had to do with a relationship to some degree that is kind of like the intimate kind of relationship between a father-son. He just really wants you to know you're not forgotten, and that he remembers every single thing that you've asked. He's going to answer those things. And that's the strong sense. I just kept getting that strong sense that you are not forgotten, and that whatever there is between you and him, or you and another person, I don't know, but whatever you've been asking for, the Lord is going to answer those. It's going to be answered. It is going to be answered. I kind of got a sense that you might have been asking him about it maybe recently. I don't know. But anyways, that's what I felt like the Lord wanted you to know specifically.
The Lord wants you to know that when the accuser says to you, you're disqualified because you feel that one of your children has not come where you wanted them to come, when that voice says you're disqualified and points to you, you rebuke that, because that's the lie of the enemy. And the Lord is going to be the author and finisher of that child, that adult child that you have, that as you walk into this new work that's going to bring life into other people, you can't look back and say, but I couldn't do it for so-and-so. And the Lord would say, that is not what I'm asking you to do. I'll take care of him, and you take care of what I've put in your path, but you are not disqualified at all. So the Lord would say, keep your eyes on me, and I'll take care of business. And also that when you step out, like Goliath, he just had one little rock, and that was enough to kill the giant. And when Gloria was saying that you're going to just step out, just do it, the Lord's going to give you the right tool. It may be a healing word. It may be a weapon word against spirit. Just like when you step out on that water, you're going to feel that confidence. You already have that faith. But each step, the provision's going to be there. And it'll be an immediate provision, and you don't have to say, well, gee, I can't say anything because I don't have anything in my pocket. Forget it. Put your hand out. It'll be there. It'll be accurate. It'll be from the Lord.
The word that I got was authentic, and that is that you're a man after God's own heart. And because of that, you're an authentic Christian, and that it's not something that is difficult for you to do, but you can take that authenticity into the workplace, into the home, and that's what people remember about you. You're going to have solutions to problems that aren't from any technical experience, but are from just wisdom that you can only get from God. And people are going to see that, and that's going to be your legacy for work and for your children.
Father, we just receive your treasure trove of blessing, the inheritance that you have for them, and we just reach down. We reach up and we pull it down in Jesus' name. Would you all just speak that out? Just inheritance in Jesus' name. Inheritance, blessing. Blessing and inheritance in Jesus' name. Free gifts. It's waiting, and all we have to do is just take it. So we just pull it down in Jesus' name. We just pour it all over you in the name of Jesus. Blessing and inheritance. Grace to enable you for everything in your path. Confidence in Jesus' name because of what Jesus did, because he's the Lord of your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Lord, speak with us just a name, a figure. About how much you'd like to make. All right, Lord, we ask you for $22 an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And then
four more, Lord.
Two words in one day. $22 an hour. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus.
And even though the company has never offered that before, we pray it over him. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.